The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have along for the ride, literally and figuratively, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the top 10, the stories and the people that are on the list. Lots of things going on this week, Michael.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love your line, you know, along for the ride. Do you remember when DJs used to say, and if you're listening in the car, thank you for the ride?
Yes, and thank you for the memories.
Yep. So here they are. Here are the stories that we've been listening to while we've been riding in our radio listening chambers known as the automobile. At number 10, we have March Madness. At number 9, the Supreme Court of the United States, otherwise referred to as SCOTUS, public unions ruling. Bill Clinton's mistress story at number 8. What else is new? At number 7, Hillary Clinton's email probe. At number 6, Obama's Cuba-Argentina trips. At number 5, Obama's nuclear summit and the North Korean threats. We have the European migrant troubles at 4, the battle against ISIS at 3, the aftermath of Brussels and Pakistan at 2 in terms of the attacks. And the massive story of the year, the last 2 years, the presidential race of 2016. Our people, Antonin Scalia at 10, number 9, Bill Clinton, the Castro brothers at 8, Kim Jong-un at 7, number 6, Vladimir Putin, number 5, Bernie Sanders, number 4, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, number 3 is Hillary Clinton, number 2, Barack Obama, and the most talked about man on American talk radio this past week is Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of people and topics talked about on news talk stations such as the one you and I are being carried on at this moment.
So does that mean V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory, victory, is our cry at the most talked about human being on the planet, as far at least in our circle, is Donald Trump? Does that lead to, is it with the old expression, don't, as long as you spell my name right, I don't care what you say, don't worry about what you say about me, just spell my name right. So everybody's talking about Trump, and the attention is there. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows what he wants. Everybody knows what he stands for. And his ratings and the power of his word and persona still continue to improve, even though there are lots of people who try to set him up. He doesn't use a lot of common sense himself sometimes. It just seems like it's a juggernaut, Michael.
Well, it seems like it's really a circus more than a juggernaut, because a juggernaut means that it's going to steamroll everything and win in the end. The jury's still out on this. The final scene, the director hasn't written the final script yet. This is still a work in progress, and it is not a foregone conclusion that Donald Trump will be elected president. It's not even a foregone
I don't think that
conclusion.
Is
it's not even a foregone conclusion he's going to get the nomination.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the.
Let me tell you one thing. It's not even a foregone conclusion that Hillary's going to get the nomination.
Right. I think that that's a very interesting play on this. I think I told you about a month or so ago about a poll that was done at this college in Illinois, and they'd never been wrong in the 146 years that they have been in existence. Every 4 years, exactly a year before the election, the same day a year before, the students have, they go to the polls on a campus and they have an election. And every year they have, every time they've done this since the school opened 146 years ago, they've been right. And this year Bernie Sanders won. So what does that tell you about the Hillary Clinton probe? Is it sometimes I just dismiss it because it just seems so political. It just seems so much like the same old, and it doesn't seem to really have any track. It just looks and smells so political. So can the Republicans see, this is what's very interesting about this quagmire, Michael. There are a lot of people in the Republican hierarchy who want to see Hillary Clinton as the nominee because they'd rather have her president than Donald Trump president. For whatever the weird reason, they just so dislike Donald Trump, the powers that be figure, I guess, behind the scenes that they can control Hillary Clinton and they can't control Donald Trump. And so if, in fact, the Republicans are successful, if the one side's not talking to the other side and the Republicans continue to embarrass Mrs. Clinton, in fact, come up with some facts and she gets indicted and she's not legally entitled to the nomination, what will they have done to themselves then?
Well, I don't know. That is a quagmire, but I'm not so sure that the reason Hillary, if Hillary does not win the nomination and thus does not go on to be president, I'm not sure it's because of an indictment. It might just simply be that Bernie Sanders wins every primary from this point forward. The real story that hasn't been told in this election is the incredible juggernaut, if you will, to use that expression, of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is the real phenomenon in this election, more so than even Trump, because Trump is a media sensation. The media is very much in the same position as the Republican establishment. They don't want Trump to be president. They don't want him to get nominated, but they don't want him to go away either because he's ratings gold. On the other hand, there seems to be a across-the-board reluctance to give Bernie Sanders his due because the corporate media, the corporations, and the big corporate parties don't gain by his election because he basically stands for a lot of the same things Trump stands for. But some people think that Bernie is more benign and less potentially dangerous.
So then is a good talk radio conversation who ought to be the vice president for Bernie Sanders under the circumstances? He's 74, almost 75 years old. Is there somebody in the background that thinks, okay, let's get Bernie in there, but make sure there's somebody good in the second seat?
Well, that always isn't that always the case? I mean, the youngest man elected president in our lifetimes died, and we wound up with LBJ. So, I mean, just because a guy is old doesn't mean he's going to die in office.
Right. Yeah, well, was Ronald Reagan the same age as Bernie Sanders? Pretty close, I guess, wasn't he?
Close. I think he was younger. I think he was younger by a couple of years at that time. But the point is that the vice presidency is a very important position that we often look at as an afterthought. Well, it'll help him get Texas, or it'll help him pick up the blue states, or blah, 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 blah. But the fact is, if you look historically, vice presidents have a very large percentage of ascending to the presidency. There's a lot of that. And therefore, we should be very concerned as a society as to who gets nominated and who gets elected vice president.
Okay, so then who's the... I think a lot of people think Kasich would be a good number two man to Trump were it to go that way. What about on the other side? Bernie Sanders, who's likely... Somebody said Martin O'Malley, who's know-nothing, nobody, former governor
of
Maryland.
Sanders, what Bernie Sanders would need is somebody more conservative than him. Somebody more conservative than Bernie Sanders.
Like Hillary Clinton.
yes. Hillary would be the perfect running mate for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders would not be the perfect running mate for Hillary. Because
no.
the people that are prone to go Democratic, left, liberal, whatever you want to call it, will have nobody else to go for with Hillary. So they don't need to further weight it to the left. But with Bernie, they would need to weight it to the right. You don't need what you already have. That's the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And this, and as we know, either people mask themselves like Obama did, and their true colors don't come out until after they're elected, or you have to have somebody who is in the middle, because guys like Cruz don't win. People like Sanders don't normally win because they're too far to the extreme one way or another. And that's not what the public wants. But yet the public this year seems to not know what it wants. Or if it does, it's expressing itself and we're in denial as to what they're telling us they want.
Well, a lot of the public knows what they don't want. They're not sure what they do want. But so-called anger is that the public knows what it doesn't want. The problem is there may not be a reasonable solution on the table. The public may not have the right option. That's the point. Some people believe that Bernie and Trump, who are the candidates of the disaffected and the angry, that Bernie and Trump might be a medicine that's worse than the disease.
Well, that's what the traditionalists would say. Whether that's right or not, you would never know until, I mean, that's what a lot of people have said about a number of presidents, and they get in and well, we're still rolling along. And is it in spite of them? That's probably the question. Let's pause for a moment. Quarter past the hour on the countdown.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look is waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65. Void where prohibited while supplies last.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
All right, now we're at 19 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, as usual. Every week at this time, we go through the top 10 items in the world of talk radio, the topics that have made it big time. We're talking, I don't know, do we overdo our focus, Michael? I guess I'm asking this as a question for people who listen to this program every week. Do you think that even though it registers at number one, that we don't pay enough attention sometimes to some of the other things? I often worry about that when I was sort of leading the charge here, whether I don't go into some other areas that are perhaps just as interesting and we don't follow them because we tend to say, or is it the old business about playing the hits?
Well, it's a little bit of both. People that are in the business of playing the hits worry about that they're playing the right hits, and they worry about the rotation, so your concerns are valid. But no, I think that we're talking about this in proportion to the way it's being talked about on the air across the country. And also, you've got to understand, the people that listen to this show are the real talk radio freaks. This show is for people that really love the industry as well as the sound of it and what it puts out there. They want to know behind-the-scenes stuff, and I think that we serve them.
Yeah. All right. So those of you who are freaks, stick around. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we do, continuing along, looking at this wonderful list of, I say wonderful because it is actually pretty interesting. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. I want to go down a couple of different streets, though, if we can for a minute. Things that reflect back on, you know how on the old countdown shows, the music countdown shows, they would have a flashback. You know, maybe back number one 10 years ago or something like that. So I'm sort of wafting back to the situation, which maybe about a year ago, maybe a little longer than that, was number one, and that was Ferguson, Missouri, who has now the powers that be have appointed a new police chief who happens to be black, and yet this thing was all over our minds and all over the discussion and the discussion world, and we haven't really much talked about it since then. Whatever happened to, sometimes that's a great thing too in the old flashback days, whatever happened to.
I don't know whether or not Ferguson's a good example of that. Maybe the O.J. Simpson trial would be a great flashback, or the fellow that was caned in Singapore, or Magic Johnson getting AIDS, or I'm thinking about all the different big topics, you know, or the Waco incident. Yeah, there's a lot of things, because the Ferguson story still, it's still in the air in the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's very real. The Black Lives Matter movement definitely was triggered by the spate of these violent shootings, you know, between police and the public.
Yeah. So do we learn, is it our, some people wonder about what the real job is that we have as talk radio personalities, talk radio hosts in the talk radio business. We're here to get an audience. We are here to make money for the stations that either carry our program, if it's a single market or if it's a national program. And in order to do that, we have to do what seems to be best, and the people who have the right judgment and therefore get the best ratings are the ones who succeed, and the ones who don't, you know, they go off and you go find somebody else. So it's the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think it's difficult sometimes for people that host these programs to always pick the hits. And if you don't pick the hits, it depends sometimes even where you are. You know that. These stories that your staff picks out, the national stories, sometimes they resonate all across the country, and sometimes they don't, even though they're really powerful stories. And so when you look at what is going on, for example, all of the hoopla about North Korea, I don't know, you know, other than telling the story, where do you go? You make fun of Kim Jong-un, and some people get it and some people don't. I guess it's really what I'm emphasizing here is how difficult it is to really do a good job at this craft.
Well, aren't you glad? Otherwise, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, anything worth doing is difficult to do, and anything that has a big business or mass appeal approach to it, obviously the cream rises to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Look at professional sports. Look at big-time entertainment. Look at movie stars. Look at the race for the political positioning going on. It's tough to play in the big time. And talk radio is a big-time medium, or at least it can be.
Yeah.
So to play it well, of course it takes skill.
Look at the way that the companies that are on the stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the top 30 industries over the years, that's really an amazing feat to be in that group of people. The S&P is 500 companies that have done well, but the Dow Jones is 30 that have done well, and many of them have been there for decades and decades and decades.
Mm-hmm. Which is a tribute to human organization. Because what are these companies? What is a company? What is a university? What is a medium? It's basically a process, a system of people being organized. You know, is it the building it's in? Is it the name? Is it a contract on paper? No. It's a system, a process of commonality, of common goals, and people being organized. It's fascinating when you look at the institutions of humanity and what they really are and what it takes for them to be perpetuated into the future.
Well, but is it... Let's look at Tesla, for example, Mr. Musk, and what he's all about, or Bill Gates, or these people that have started banks or railroads or oil companies or whatever it is. There's an amazing tenacity that comes with those people, and we have so taken off of Bernie Sanders and his philosophy of getting all the guys who are on the top of the heap, the bankers are bad guys and Wall Street are bad guys, but where would this country be without them? Where's the other side of that argument?
Well, the other side of the argument is there's nothing wrong with big-time business people. It's when they abuse their power and they take advantage of the small-time people. So there's nothing wrong with the institutions. What's wrong is the spirit of how they're operated.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio Countdown Show at 33 past the hour, second half hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We were just talking off the air about some of the things that are fascinating and how people believe what they want to believe rather than what's true. Even if you go to the ends of the earth, and I say that facetiously a little, as a pun involved in that, because there are, for example, a lot of people who still believe that the earth is flat. You may remember the Christopher Columbus lore. Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. Well, that was before that. It was Galileo, I believe, who figured out the world, that the world or the earth wasn't flat. But even in 500, 600, 700 years of scientific proof, there are still people who want to believe that the earth is flat.
Well, it's only that there are growing numbers of people that believe the earth is flat. There's a whole movement. The flat earth movement is booming right now. It doesn't mean that they're right, and it doesn't mean it's going to change, you know, our scientific textbooks. But, there are a lot of different points of view out there.
Isn't that amazing? And that, we sort of tagged that in with, we were talking about off the air, O.J. Simpson. Martin Sheen is producing a documentary series attempting to show that O.J. is innocent. And, who would believe that at this point? Even if he had all the facts, there would be plenty of people, probably more people than not, who would still believe that O.J. was guilty as hell.
Well, yeah, and you know, perceived reality becomes reality, and facts could be presented to make any kind of a case. Mm-hmm. Back to your flat earth thing, you should see the evidence that these people have. It can be very persuasive. Not totally persuasive, but it can be very persuasive. You can make a case for anything, Doug.
I suppose, yeah. So do we sound arrogant sitting here saying, oh, those people are fools because they believe
we
that?
Are arrogant for sitting here. What we are doing is an act of arrogance.
We're telling people what the top 10 topics of the week are.
Going on the radio with any kind of opinion is an act of arrogance.
Really?
Oh, totally.
You and I are really arrogant then.
No, but arrogance is one of the strains of the culture we live in.
Mm-hmm. Is it only our culture?
Rewarded to a certain degree.
Would you say that the people who run Daesh are arrogant because they believe that their religion tells them to kill all the infidels, and that if you don't believe the way they believe, then you are destined to go to hell? Is that they're pretty
Absolutely.
Arrogant, aren't they?
Absolutely, that's an act of arrogance too.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, Apple, maybe one of the big stories this week still continues to be Apple versus the FBI. Is Apple arrogant because they actually
Both
now...
Both Apple and the FBI are arrogant.
Yeah.
Okay, all authority is arrogant. All preaching, all pontificating, all opining is arrogant. We are awash in arrogance. So, you know, yeah, what I'm doing with you is arrogant. I'm aware of it. I mean, who am I? What makes me an expert? What makes you an expert? What makes Rush Limbaugh an expert? What makes the guy on the stool at the Dunkin' Donuts in the morning telling everybody what he thinks? What makes him an expert? It's all arrogance.
Mm-hmm. We declare we are.
Yeah.
Therefore, we are.
I think a degree of humility and a degree of humbleness is definitely important for us all to keep in mind as we go around proclaiming our views and who we are.
But does it really work on the radio? The most arrogant person of all, I tell the truth, you'll find the truth here. Limbaugh is the most arrogant of all of the people on the air, and he's the most successful.
Well, you know, I guess he's good at being arrogant. Some people are not good at being arrogant.
Ah.
It's not because he's arrogant. It's because he's talented.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. He's arrogant and talented.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. If you're talented, then at least you can afford to be arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're arrogant and you have nothing to back it up on any level, then you're a buffoon. The difference between a buffoon and a success could simply be that fine-tuning of arrogance versus content versus, you know, qualitative meat. You know, where's the beef?
Yeah.
Or as they say, big hat, no cattle. Big wallet, no pants.
It really is pretty amazing when you stop and think about it. One of the great things about doing this program with you is because we've been doing it for so long and we're so comfortable with each other, we sort of, it becomes self-deprecating. We are analyzing ourselves as people who are big in this business, if that's the right word, or people who have had careers that have lasted in this business. And so sometimes what we focus on, folks, isn't necessarily just what's being discussed, but who's discussing it and how they are discussing it, because that does make for a successful person. I mean, all of these things are easy. I mean, you could sit in a studio and just run down a list of headlines and say, yeah, Donald Trump has the abortion punishment statement delivered great ratings to MSNBC. All right, but there's a way of saying that. Even the way I said it, I could say it, Donald Trump delivered MSNBC ratings when he discussed abortion punishment. Donald Trump, do you believe this, Michael? The things he said on MSNBC about abortion and punishing those people who have abortions, can you believe it? And then,
yeah, well, as an industry observer, I was looking at Chris Matthews more than I was looking at Trump, going, yeah, look at you, you got him in the net. Whoa, did you see, if you look at Chris Matthews' face, he was saying to himself right behind his face, oh, goody, goody, I got him, goody, goody.
He's like a kid, like a child in the sandbox.
I mean, that's his job.
Right, yeah. But who pays attention? We know, you go to Fox and you know what you're going to get. You go to MSNBC and you know what you're going to get. And the sad thing is now, and it's not discussed as much as it might be, you go to some of the other formerly, like, real television networks and you know what you're going to get. You know what Chris Todd wants to get out of you. You know what these other people, they have an agenda. And they keep hammering at it. I'm going to keep getting my story out of them. And to the point of being foolish, it becomes so obvious. And then they become the story, which is the antithesis of what the news business is supposed to be about, right?
Well, this is nothing new. This has been going on for a long time.
Right.
And
yeah.
reporters and the news, you know, set the agenda and are part of the story. And for the most part, I've always said this, the media looks out for its own interests first, not necessarily the interests of its constituency, the country, even its stockholders and sponsors.
Well, you can say that about the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee. They're not looking out for the public. They're not looking out for the people in the country. They're looking out for themselves.
And that's why we have checks and balances, and that's why we have watchdogs, and that's why we have freedom of speech, and that's why we have a dynamic marketplace of ideas, and that's the role we are playing.
And that's the end of the show, folks.
We have now said it all.
Yes, we have. And then said, we don't have to do this ever again. We can just play this back over and over again every weekend.
If we never did it again, nobody would care, Doug.
No, I don't think that's true. I think you and I would care. I think a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying is I don't think anything or anybody is indispensable in this society.
Absolutely not. No, it's just ring around the rosy time. When you fall off a horse, there's somebody else to get on the horse and ride it to the next stage.
Absolutely.
It's 42 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll-free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, we have 45 actually past the hour. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. One of the things that we do not talk about on the air is this is the insider's inside edition, if you will. As Michael said a few minutes ago, people who listen to this program really love the format. They love the host. They love the issues. They tend to become They're identified oftentimes with the thinking. You hear what Rush Limbaugh said today, or what this guy said, or that guy said, what this host Ron Owens in San Francisco is quoted and has been for 40 years in that market. There are a lot of people who are so well known, and they make opinion, and as they become more known and more comfortable, people find out more about them, and that's part of the desire that people have. They want to know who it is they're listening to, because that way they can trust what they're saying a little bit better, a little bit more. And so one of the things that becomes reality now because of technology is that people don't realize how many different strange concoctions of integrated programming goes on. The Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday, as you know, Michael, is many people think the most difficult radio program that's ever been produced, because there are so many different people in so many different places, and it all seems to come together, and it sounds seamless, which is what the audience wants. They don't want to know from what the technology is, but sometimes they're curious to know, okay, are you on the farm, or are you here, or are you there? So for the purposes of your imagination, ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to imagine me sitting in a Ford pickup truck in a Staples parking lot doing this program, because that's exactly what's happening. The state of technology is such that I have a device that will work from pretty much anywhere, and so but in order to find a good signal, I had to drive. And people say, well, why couldn't you do it on the regular place? Yeah, there's all kinds of reasons for that. I'm just pointing out to you that we live in an amazing time. Michael said a little while ago, we live in an amazing time. And it isn't just because of the things that are going on, but it's because of the things that we've been able to figure out that we can do. Somebody actually figured out how to make a device that would work doing a radio program like this, so I sounded like I was in the studio sitting in my pickup truck in a Staples parking lot.
And would you believe that I'm sitting in the third stall of the men's room at Grand Central Station?
Absolutely I would.
Yep.
And I thought it was the fourth stall.
The third one is a good one.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's got a better direct line to the satellite.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. So isn't that, I mean, in a sense, we want to make a whole program out of it, but just to anecdotally bring to people some of the bits and pieces of what it has. And in a sense, I'm saying this because I'm so thankful that we have had people that were smart enough to do that. So you'd think, with people being smart enough to figure that kind of stuff out, that we'd have people that were smart enough to figure out how to fix the problems the world has. How come we can create all this great stuff technologically, and yet we can't figure out how to get along with our fellow human beings?
That is a rhetorical question that lies at the very heart of philosophy, and it's the conundrum of the human condition. You've tapped right into it. We're capable of so much for good, and we're also so limited in our ability to close the deal.
Yeah. And it's just, you wonder, okay, so why is it? Is there some spiritual philosophy that we don't get? I think there's so much
There are spiritual philosophies about that. And that's a whole topic that I dare not get into in the last couple of minutes of the show. But the answer is, most religions and spiritual philosophy is based upon the yin and the yang, the good versus the evil, the devil and the angel.
The good guys in the white hats, the bad guys in the black hats, Indiana Jones and the Star Wars, and it goes on. Cain and Abel started it, and it's been going ever since. And that's really what it is. Okay, so let's have, as the last few minutes here, one of the big stories this week was the hijacking of that airliner, and the pictures that showed up of this fellow who is I believe he's a Brit, who had his picture taken with the hijacker. And that became more of the story than the fact that the hijacker got the plane under false pretenses. He didn't have any bombs. And he was trying to get to his ex-wife. That was, I thought, an important part. It was almost a romantic story. And yet what carried the day was this foolish picture of this guy that he got taken with the hijacker, who obviously didn't really mean any harm. But the fact that that became the story is...
So it's human interest, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't get me started on that one either.
All right. Well, I won't get you started on anything now that we... I think I got you started on a couple of good ones during the course of the hour.
You did.
All right. So Michael Harrison is here every week at this time at the helm in the Talkers newsroom. Talkers.com is where you will find his podcast, and you will find all the information about what's going on in the world of talk radio at the Talkers magazine at Talkers.com, where you also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. This is a fascinating industry, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. Thankful, actually, to the powers that be, whoever they may be. Michael, you're one of the powers that be. Thank you.
Thank you.
51 minutes past the hour here on the countdown.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The day before, and our boredom course, and there's so much going on in the world, some of it just plain silly, some of it is serious. I find that in looking at technology, we bring in the actual electronic equipment and things that we use, and we talk a lot about the things that people do online, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Pinterest. There's a television station in Pittsburgh, WTAE, who fired an anchor yesterday. Her name is Wendy Bell. Ms. Bell posted some comments on Facebook concerning a shooting that happened in March in Pittsburgh. Part of her post reads, "You needn't be a criminal profiler to draw a mental sketch of the killers who broke so many hearts 2 weeks ago. They were young black men, likely teens or in their early 20s. They have multiple siblings from multiple fathers, and their mothers work multiple jobs. The police haven't made any arrests yet or released any information on suspects." Well, the television and radio world in Pittsburgh went bananas on this. Here's host Robert Mangino talking to Rachel Webster, who had started a Facebook page demanding that the TV station do something about Ms. Bell.
We're interested in getting your reaction to the news today that TAE has fired Wendy Bell.
I was very surprised that when I got home, my phone started blowing up, as did my Facebook page. Honestly, this was not the outcome we expected or probably would be best for the region. I think it kind of makes her martyr to some effect, and it really could have been used in a positive way to open doors to some, like, real positive racial dialogue. But, I mean, actions have consequences, and I assume that Hearst and WTAE used, like, held her to her contract and their social media policy. And just like any of us at our job, there are social media policies, mm-hmm. and if we break them, then we are at risk of losing our job.
All right, so there is a lot of social media talk about this. I'm going to read just one comment, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter goodday from Laura, who said this lady's mistake was that she used her TV station Facebook page to write her post. Had she used her personal one, this would have been a different story. When you use anything that's connected to a company and where you work, you violate their ethics code, that sort of thing. This is what happens. I'm sad to see her go. I'm in suburban Pittsburgh, but you could have predicted this would come after the posting. So the warning again, danger, danger. There is no privacy anymore, and there's no freedom of speech. It just doesn't happen because everybody's recording everything and everybody's got a point of view. So if she gets kicked down the road, she got a job somewhere else in another city, but still, it seems rather sad because I don't think she meant anything bad. There's nothing bad about that. She was just stating an opinion. Okay, next. The banana peel challenge all over the internet. Ava Gordy here from What's Trending, talking about how this banana peel challenge got started.
On the bright side, we're only one step away from kids dropping anvils on other kids' heads. Teenager Jason Oakes unwittingly created a brand new trend when he tried stepping on a banana peel to see if it was slippery, like in the cartoons. Jason's video was posted on Sunday and has since been retweeted 90,000 times. And now the challenge has been attempted by dozens of other teens. So, you know, that's a thing now. So what's Jason doing with his newfound fame? Of course, he's trying to get on Ellen. Who wouldn't? Although he does seem to understand how fleeting this all is, he tweeted, "Hello to my new 500-plus followers. Why the f*** are you following me? I'm boring and just fell on a banana one time." Tammy Aquila Tate said, "Humans are getting dumber, but they make for great inherent entertainment." You spelled internet wrong there, Tammy. She did say in her own tweet that we were getting dumber.
Yep. And here's some more proof of that. Comments, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, goodday. Scott writes, why not the read a book challenge instead of the banana peel challenge? Brittany writes, trends don't last forever, but serious injury will. Olivia writes, I laughed way too hard at the first guy's video. Thanks for testing out the banana peel theory, so I don't have to do it. Nancy writes, no worse than swallowing goldfish and some of the other ridiculous stuff people have done in the past, being challenged on the internet, and they get hurt. Oy. Media companies swooning over the possibility of posting live video to Facebook. New streaming service that Facebook is putting on called Full Screen, aimed at social media users who want to put their own, it's like YouTube on Facebook. That's basically what it is. Sounds like. And so we need more people making the more banana peel challenges on Facebook and
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.